All right, Sarah, you got the recording going. We've confirmed we got a quorum. The time is 1:30 p.m., so I'd like to call to order the Gatton Technical Subcommittee meeting for January 23rd, 2024. Agenda item number one is a roll call. Sarah, if you could lead us, please.
Good afternoon. I'm Sarah Eichelberger with, I'm sorry. Somebody's in the executive session. We'll proceed here. I'm Sarah Eichelberger with Gatton, and I'll call the roll. Paul Hodge, Austin ISD.
Here.
Bo Kinsey, Travis County.
Present.
Anthony Breckenridge, City of Austin.
Present.
Chris Phillips, LCRA.
Present.
Dane Herbat, Travis County.
Present.
Carlos D'Amatos, Gatton.
Present.
Gary Wiesman, Austin Community College.
Present.
Jaime Guerra, UT.
Present.
Harold Knoll, UT.
Present.
Mark Stavis, City of Austin.
Present.
And Gatton contractors we have joining us are Chris Gonzalez with Bricom.
Present.
And Doug Wilson with JC Communications.
Present.
We've established a quorum.
Excellent. Agenda item number two, is there any citizen communication today?
Not this time.
No, sir.
All right, moving right along to agenda item number three. Let's take a few minutes to review and approve the minutes from the technical subcommittee meeting from November 14th, 2023. Should be in your packet.
This is Dane. Motion to approve the minutes as presented.
Got a motion by Dane.
This is Gary, second.
Okay, we got a motion by Dane and a second by Gary. Any further discussion? Hearing none, let's have a vote, please.
Paul Hodge.
Aye.
Mark Stavis.
Aye.
Gary Wiesman.
Aye.
Dane Herbat.
Aye.
Jaime Guerra.
Aye.
And Chris Phillips.
Aye.
The minutes are approved.
Thank you all. Agenda item number four is our maintenance contractors report.
All right, this is Chris. Since our last meeting, we've completed the inspections of Supering North, Supering South, A1N and A2N. There was a total of 29 corrected deficiencies between those four rings. Nothing really out of the ordinary to report on the inspections. Please let me know if you have any questions.
Is there any pending pole transfers that are waiting on other providers?
Oh yeah, there's multiple on the report. Usually the second to the last column as pending pole transfers. Those are typically because we're waiting on other comms.
And I guess, do we necessarily get notified when it's our turn to go, or you just notice the next time, oh, it's our turn, let's get this taken care of?
It's a combination of both. If it's something that a pole that needs to be pulled or replaced, or, you know, someone from the community, you know, wanting the pole moved, Austin Andrew will reach out direct, but if not, it's just found on our routine inspections.
Got it. Okay. Any other questions regarding the maintenance report? All right, let's look at inventory, please.
As for the inventory, there's been no changes since our last meeting. Everything's still current.
Okay. And regarding inventory, didn't we have a discussion about purchasing more fiber recently? No, wait, never mind. That was some sort of fiber purchasing agreement. Am I misremembering?
No, you're correct. We brought up the fiber purchasing RFP in the board meeting and decided not to reissue it. That was where Gatton would buy directly from the fiber distributors.
Okay.
But since we hadn't used it in the 5 years that we've had the agreement, we determined that not to reissue it.
Okay, that makes sense. Thank you for reminding me.
Certainly.
All right. If there's nothing else for Chris, we'll just jump right along into agenda item 5, which are network manager's report. 5A is the project status report.
All right. Since our last time, we have on the Gatton active projects, A1 North upgrade project number 1 has been completed. Sorry. We also did the Super Ring North damage testing, which we'll be talking about this one on the executive session, Super Ring North 15. And we have completed A10 segment 4 on the December 6th. For developer-driven projects, we have this one, but we have, which is the A2 North 4th and Sabine Telecom Crossing proposed boring, which was approved in the last board meeting. And under entity-specific completed projects, we have the B1 South COA Fire Station 53 at Goodwin Ranch, which was completed on January 4th. And we also have, I've got to talk a little bit about this one. B1 North, C1 North, UT, JJ Pickle node redundancy install. That was done on December 4th. However, we sent out yesterday another notice to do the B1 North portion of this project. So it's going to be a different segment. We did C1 North last time. So,
yeah.
And since it went out yesterday, we did not we were not able to put it on this report. So
sounds good. Okay. Other Any than questions? The. Yeah, we'll talk more about the Super Ring North damage in executive session, but any more questions for Carlos? If not, we can go to the network status report.
Under the network status report, we have teardown on the 6th on D1 North. That was cable on it was cut all comms possible homeless took care of that. We don't know. There was no witnesses to this. On the 18th of December, we also had a Super Ring North cut, but that was a City of Austin node cable. I should say that there is some cable down today which did not make this list for ACC. Brightcom is in the repairing that right now. We'll put that in this list for the next time. So.
Okay.
All right.
I was going to say, as you can see, we've revamped this report a little bit. We've got the incidents that happened since the previous meeting highlighted in red, and Carlos, if you can go to the second page. You know, we've assigned categories to the causes of the incidents so we can better identify trends. As you can see, you know, this goes back from the beginning of FY22 to the present. Vehicle-caused teardowns are our biggest, the most frequent incidents that we have, followed by vandalism and then gunshots. And also, as you can see, it's fairly evenly distributed among the rings, with Super Ring North, D1 North, and C1 North all having 5 incidents since 2022.
I like it. It's very easy to digest and follow along. So thank you for revamping it. All right. Any questions on the network status report? Let's move to the job budget report then.
For the job budget report, we are tracking 45 jobs, totaling $3 million. So far for FY24, 12 jobs have been completed and $430,000 has been invoiced, leaving $2.68 million encumbered. For project reimbursements and damage recoveries for FY24, we've received $161,000 back. And that leaves our fund balance bottom line there at that bottom fund balance tracker table as $1.08 million. Please let me know if you have any questions.
All right. I feel like we're going to this meeting pretty fast. Let me know if we can just slow things down, but let's move into agenda item number 6 then, committee chairperson's update. I'd like to hold off on 6A since there's some prints. We'll take that towards the end in executive session. So let's start with 6B, Gatton Fiber Segment Aging Report and Recommendations.
All right. During our last meeting, because of what we spoke before, the Super Ring North 15 resplicing of that case due to brittle fiber, we put in an aging report of what's our oldest fiber out there. The threshold we used was the year 2000. Anything older than the year 2000, we put it on this list. Okay. There is a couple of things I need to explain about this. We have something on A1 North here. These are the REB buildings, the Robert Earl building in the downtown area. Those are encumbered and ready to be placed as soon as we get those A-poles installed. And also these Super Ring North, a lot of these are already encumbered and the projects that we are currently doing, but because of how the data is recorded, they made it to this list. So that you can see that there's for the most part, fiber on 4 rings. The A1 North is pretty much irrelevant, but it is on our data still. So these years right here are the years of the birth dates of the cable and how much footage do we have of each on each ring.
So as we said, A1 North is already funded and slated for replacement. When it comes to, I know we put a hold on our non-armored replacement or upgrade project, but what was the next priority? Was it Super Ring South?
It was. And okay. Yeah, and we're, like I said, some of those are already encumbered, but because they're not completed yet, they make this list.
Okay.
So Super Ring North, if we would have to recommend something, we would recommend Super Ring North to make a higher priority on the ring replacement when we go back to it. However, we don't, there's brittle fiber. If there's brittle fiber out there, it survived the cold weather that we had, the coal spills. So we, would like to upgrade the Super Ring North priority when we go back to it. If you would like to consider that, that's our recommendation.
Right. Well, certainly if we're doing any work on a ring holistically, we should probably be prioritizing these older segments. Wouldn't you agree?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Okay. Well, this is great data to have. As you know, aging fiber is a concern because it's brittle and a little less reliable. But fortunately, we don't have it in our budget to simply replace this. So.
Yes, sir.
Hi, mate. This is Dane.
Yes.
Dane. I just wanted to respond, Carlos, to what you said.
Mm-hmm.
I do see that Super Ring North has more of the aging fiber than Super Ring South, but Super Ring South was higher on the priority list due to the rankings of each individual member. And I can speak for Travis County. Super Ring South has been our number one priority for several years now. It's where our data center is, and yes, it's where our biggest bottleneck is in terms of available strands for us to add more capacity to our network. So that's why we voted Super Ring South higher. And I'm assuming that other entities have their own priority list. And so that's how the matrix worked out.
Yeah. Well, Dane, I just want to let you know, most of the stuff in Super Ring South is encumbered already to be replaced. We just put a hold on it for a little while. I assume that we're going to come back and, you know, and activate those because we have, you know, we actually gave them to our contractors to get fixed. There's fiber already purchased and so forth. But, you know, all we're saying is that if we were to, you know, look at this again and we would like, you know, Super Ring South is going to happen before Super Ring North, no matter what, because it's already encumbered and on its way. A lot of these smaller sections here are entrances to, in this particular case in Super Ring South, I know this is Travis High School. These are cables that are going into Travis High School. Those will be taken care of. And when we do the new Travis High School. So you see what I'm saying, that there, some of them are, most of them are encumbered in the process. So.
All right.
Understood. Thank you, sir.
Yeah, I mean, in light of this information, I don't know if priority rankings would change for members. I would say Super Ring South is the priority for the university as well. If I'm not mistaken, I think it was Super Ring South, A2 North, then Super Ring North.
Yeah.
So that, we might.
Yeah.
Right. So we might want to at some
hey,
point.
Hey, Carlos.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, sir.
No, go ahead. Finish.
Oh, no. That was pretty much it.
I was just going to say that if you could possibly with this in this graph is identify the ones that have already been slated to be replaced. So, you know, like give it a second color. Okay. All these are aged, but then these have already been prioritized and we already have fiber purchased, which is they're just pending, you know, completion. That way we have better ideas.
I can probably take those out or actually try to color them differently, if you will. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, we could look at that.
On the left hand side, I just wanted to let you know what we put up there was just a rough order of magnitude numbers, estimated cost based on that average cost per foot at $1,172. The way I got that cost was I grabbed all the Super Ring South projects that we have and grabbed all the fiber and basically got a per foot cost of that particular large project and came up with that number. So that also includes like things like 20% not over cost, but 20% for EMR or engineering that is not, I guess. So it compiles a lot more. That's why the 1172 is so large. So just wanted to explain that part.
Sounds good. No, I think this is a good report. And as you can, obviously you have other priorities that you're working on, such as backup NOC initiatives. But prioritizing this efficiently, yeah, I'd look forward to seeing some updates that indicate what's already in works to give us a more accurate look of what our exposure is in this area and what the funding needed to correct it would be.
Yes, sir.
All right. Any more discussion on aging fiber report? Hearing none, we'll go to some of our standing agenda items. Agenda item 6C is the Austin AISD bond projects. Paul or Carlos, anything to update us on here?
Nothing for me. We're just waiting on pricing of the shelter that we're wanting to purchase, a prefab shelter. So just waiting on pricing.
Great. Okay.
One question: would you be able to share that cost with us, at least with network management?
Yeah, absolutely.
Appreciate that.
Yeah, it's a full turnkey, racks, everything. So I'll share when I have it.
Thank you, sir.
Yeah, I see where you're going with this, Carlos. Good thinking.
Thank you.
All right. The next standing agenda item we have is agenda item 60, the backup NOC decommissioning.
The only thing I have to report in open session will be that we're waiting for the fire department to basically tell us whether or not they're going to contact the historical society or the homeowners association. That's where we are right now with that. Everything else is moving forward at an okay pace.
I guess in particular 6D is the decommissioning. So I guess any word for updates on timeline of the convention center?
As of right now, we're working on Brightcom has this on the engineering side. The most important part for us, it's going to be the section on Cesar Chavez, which we will need to breach in order to make A2 North complete again. And I believe there's another ring that goes through there. So that's on its way right now. But we don't have any reports. Chris, if you have anything you want to add to that, please do.
Not this time, Carlos. I believe I'll provide all the updates.
Thank you.
All right. Anything on the backup NOC decommissioning? Otherwise, I want to talk a little more detail on 6A and 6E in executive session. So we can head that way now.
All right.
See, the time now is 1:52 p.m., and I'd like to adjourn for executive session under Texas Government Code 418.181 and 551.089. See you on the other call.
Thank you.
Oh, wait, almost. Okay, looks like we're back.
Yes.
It's 2:28 p.m. We are back in open session. Let's do a updated roll call. Sarah, if you could lead us, please.
Yes, this is Sarah Eichelberger. Paul Hodge.
Present.
Mark Stavis.
Present.
Gary Wiesman.
Present.
Dane Herbat.
Present.
Jaime Guerra.
Present.
Chris Phillips.
Present.
Anthony Breckenridge.
Present.
Bo Kinsey.
Present.
Harold Knoll.
Present.
And Carlos De Matos.
Present.
Everybody's accounted for. Quorum's reestablished.
Back to agenda item 6A, seeking recommendation for City of Austin B2 South new node site, Capital Area Council of Governments facility. We'll entertain a motion. Or I guess I'll start it. I'd like to motion we recommend for board approval a new City of Austin B2 South node site at the CapCog facility.
This is Dane, second.
All right, we got a motion by Jaime and a second by Dane. Any further discussion? Hearing none, let's have a vote, please.
Paul Hodge.
Aye.
Mark Stavis.
Aye.
Gary Wiesman.
Aye.
Dane Herbat.
Aye.
Jaime Guerra?
Aye.
And Chris Phillips?
Aye.
The motion passes.
Excellent. All right. Our last agenda item today is agenda item number 9. We'll confirm date and time location for the next technical subcommittee meeting as February 20th, 2024, 1:30 p.m. here at the City of Austin Permitting and Development Center or via Microsoft Teams video conference. The time now is 2:30 p.m. This meeting is adjourned. Thank you all for your time and participation. Have a great day.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right.
Thanks, sir.